Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, Joe, I have three marriage-related stories for you here today, but I want to start with a little bit of sports and Mikey Williams. Have you heard that name?
Mikey Williams? A lot of Williams, but no, not
well,
Mikey.
You will know this guy. He's 17 years old, Joe, and he has signed on with Excel Sports, which is an agency that works with athletes the likes of Tiger Woods, and he is going to start making some money here, Joe. He's a high school junior and is looking to capitalize.
Is this the one to play with LeBron's son in high school basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, Joe. So, yeah, and they think that he's going to be making millions of dollars here with this new NIL stuff as there's no laws in North Carolina prevent high school athletes from making NIL deals.
He's got a ton of followers, so, right? Is this part of it?
Oh, yeah. He's got 3.2 million on Instagram alone, yes.
Wow. Is that from being a real character off the basketball court, or is it just because he's a really good basketball player?
No, he's good. I don't know what his personality is like, Joe. I don't follow 17-year-olds on Instagram, but so I unfortunately can't help you with that one. I assume he's got a personality, though, or they wouldn't be paying him that kind of money. But what is, you know, we were talking about college athletes. What does this do? You're going to have high school athletes getting paid before they even get to college? It's all strange.
Can you imagine the money
the least.
Zion would have made?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At Duke in that 12 months? Oh, crazy.
All right, let's jump into the divorce stuff here, Joe. A little marriage stories. And this, talk about expensive. Dr. Dre took a big blow in court here. He has to pay his ex-wife, Nicole Young, almost $300,000 every month.
What?
In spousal support.
Wait a sec. You say $300 a year or $300 a month?
The yearly payment, Joe, is $3,519,672 per year.
Damn.
Until Nicole remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership.
She's not getting married.
Or dies, I guess. That comes out to $293,306 per month payable on the first of each month.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't also include, Joe, Dr. Dre is reportedly also responsible for paying Nicole's health insurance and other fees, including, quote, the expenses for the Malibu and Pacific Palisades homes.
Oh. Wow. Well, from what you just told me, boyfriends will be just fine, but if you want to marry me, go somewhere else because...
That's a lot of money, man.
She got a lot of... Are you sure there's not a limit on that? It didn't say like 10-year cap or something or no?
No, it says...
Lifetime?
Until she remarries.
Well, she's not remarrying, so forget that.
And she's probably got, what, good 30, 40 years in her.
Oh, good God.
I mean, Dre's got a lot of money, but that sucks.
Wow.
He may see a new Dre album coming out soon. After 24 years of marriage, by the way.
Wow. That's a lot of money, Woody. Good God.
Which one's nicer, Joe? Malibu or Pacific Palisades?
They're both real nice.
You ever go over to any of those places while you're over in California?
Malibu's really nice.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Our next story here, we go to minor league baseball, and we had a guy... this is sad, man. He goes on top of the dugout in between innings, gets down on one knee. The girl's up there with him. She has no idea what's going on. And she says no to the guy.
Runs back
into the stands.
Was it shtick or was it?
They're saying that it was real. The team came out and said that it was a real thing.
Because we have seen it before.
We have.
With a reaction, we find out later that it was all fake from a couple employees at the from the team.
But it brings me to my point here, though, Joe. If you're going to propose in public, don't you have to be like 1,000%
sure? Absolutely.
That she's going to say yes? Like, if you have any shred of doubt, make sure there's no one around, right?
So when I came home, I was 23 or 24 years old, and my buddies from high school were having a party. And my buddy decided, and I was bringing my first wife home for the first time. And so they had a get together, and one of my friends decided that he was going to propose in front of the group at this party. And he was... I mean, I first of all, he didn't tell any of us. Nobody got a heads up. So we're all sitting there drinking beers and stuff, and everybody's talking, and he gets in the middle, and he drops down while they're all talking, drops down on a knee, and everybody looks at him to see what the hell's going on, and he proposes to this girl that also went to high school with us, and she started crying and ran out of the room. She didn't take the ring.
Wow.
That's something, if you ever see one of those or you've been involved with one of those where a guy, he ambushed her, and she said, I can't believe it. We didn't talk about this. We've never talked about marriage. She was really upset. She came up later and apologized for, you know, I'm sorry if I screwed this thing up. I didn't know he was going to do that, and I wasn't prepared. So she didn't take the ring. They ended up getting married, but she didn't take the ring at the time.
Our final story of the week, Joe, this may be the most bizarre wedding story I have ever done on the headlines here.
That's a good one so
all right,
far.
So we got a nice little wedding here that these two people, one of the guys, by the way, is an Army second lieutenant.
Okay.
The groom. And they, you know, they postponed their wedding due to COVID and everything. And they finally have their wedding. They're doing their first dance to Dave Matthews' Stay. Good song.
Yeah.
And so they're doing their first dance. He goes to do the little dip move with the wife. She blows out her knee. Almost choked on your water there, huh?
Wow.
She dislocated her knee. It's actually not funny.
Terrible. Night.
So
why are you laughing?
It's an amazing story here. So the 34-year-old girl, Julie, dislocates her left knee. They bring her to the hospital, Joe.
Yeah.
They pump her up with pain meds. They reset the knee. And because she's a hockey player, they brought her back to the wedding.
And they
finished the wedding.
That is one.
Said all the friends and family were standing there cheering and shouting for us when they got back. But could you imagine being at the wedding and they take her out and you're like just like left there?
No.
I mean, what do you do?
I've never heard of that one.
You still attack the food and the free booze, right?
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, her knee popped.
I thought you were going to tell me another woman ran out of the room.
No.
Said no.
Shoot, little Dave Matthews, nice little relaxing song, and it goes on the dip, and bang. Pop.
I've heard about everything possible through the years of weddings, and I have never heard of that one, but I have. I've seen guys who are madly in love, got so drunk, ended up sleeping with strippers the night before, two nights before, and it got back to the women and they called it off. But that's a new one. That's a new one right there, Woody. All right, 8 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to here on a Friday. 305-567-0560. We'll be back in a moment. But first, I want to take a second to talk to you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Oh, my gosh. They've been around a long, long time. Still family-owned. Eric and Mike and Chippy and Big Joe and Brian, all the rest of them. A lot of trucks out there every day, trained and certified technicians working 7 days a week. They'll be working all weekend to make sure your air conditioning unit is running just fine at your home and your business, all over Broward, all over Palm Beach. Need a new air conditioning unit? They got Reams ready to go for you. Special financing, very competitive prices. Just go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Built on great service, that's never going to change it around the clock. But I got more good news. I do. Because guess what? We have a plumbing company at Air Around the Clock now. It's called Around the Clock Plumbing. That's right, Around the Clock Plumbing. And they run that plumbing company like they do their air conditioning company. Built on great service again for any kind of plumbing problems you might have. Anything at all. It is nice to know whether it's a water heater repair to dripping faucets to clogged toilets. They can fix it all for you and do it quickly. All you have to do is call 855-PLUMBER. That's 855-PLUMBER for, again, around-the-clock plumbing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.